is Texas Tech. Monday night will be playing for the national championship.
Welcome one, welcome all to the Tortillas and Takes podcast. This is the voice of Jeremy Gillen, and with temperatures consistently over 100 degrees, students dwindled to manageable numbers, and your favorite podcast doing tournament-style voting, it must be summer. That's right, Texas Tech baseball bows out of the Statesboro Regional after a roller coaster of a weekend against Notre Dame, Greensboro, and Georgia Southern, where a 2-1 loss against Notre Dame the second go of it kept Tech from advancing to a Super Regional against Tennessee. Now, Notre Dame has since carried the torch past number one Tennessee and punched their ticket to Omaha, so it could be worse, Red Raider fans. Off the baseball diamond and onto the track and field, though. Your women and men's team have wrapped up a weekend in Eugene, Oregon at the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships with a few notable standouts among each squad. So let's start with the women's side of things first. Monet Nichols. Let's talk about Monet Nichols. A Bethune-Cookman transfer in 2020 has been tearing it up for the Red Raiders in the long jump event for the past two seasons. After finishing 13th at the Outdoor Championship in 2021, the senior finished an incredible 9 spots better at 4th in the final event with a posted distance of 6.17 meters. Just outside the podium, but Nichols did walk away as a first-team All-American. And also finishing in the long jump was sophomore Ruta Lesmain, who placed 16th overall. But long jump isn't really where she spent all of her energy. Lesmain made a terrific effort in the triple jump event, where she replicated her finish last season by finishing 3rd overall once again. The only Tech athlete who placed better was none other than Ruth Usoro. The senior nearly defended her 2021 triple jump title by finishing in 2nd place behind Florida's Jasmine Moore. In discus, Maylin Smith finished 3rd overall with a personal best of 56.78 meters, which is essentially halfway to the moon. Smith was joined in the top 5 by season's usual, who finished 5th. Both end up on that highly coveted first-team All-American list. Now, senior Chloe Wall finished 9th in the first and final round of the women's pole vault, which was actually her first appearance at the NCAA Outdoor Championship, and that's nuts. She finished 2nd. With that finish, she ended up finishing 2nd team All-American with a posted height of 4.3 meters. Now we move off the field onto the track. We have sophomore Rosemary Chukwuma had a tremendous weekend in her events, most notably beating her own school record in the 100-meter dash. Previously at 11.05 seconds, Chukwuma finished her first heat in a close second with a fantastic 10.99, and she is the first Red Raider to post a sub-11 in women's track and field history. That is awesome. In the 100-meter final, however, Chukwuma finished 4th with a posted time of 11.14, where first place Julian Alfred from Texas finished with 11.02. And let me tell you how frustrated I am that Chukwuma posts such a heater of a race with a 10.99. Had she gotten that in the final, she would have definitely gotten gold. Still, first-team All-American, school record, amazing. In the 200 meters, she finished 2nd for second-team All-American honors, and it's really not a bad start for her first season in the Scarlet and Black. Now, junior Demisha Roswell finished 7th overall in the first round of the 100-meter hurdles with a posted time 12.93 and maintained position, finishing 7th in the final with a time of 12.94 to secure first team All-American honors as well. Now, finally, senior Callie Jones concluded a 2-day run in the heptathlon. Say that 5 times fast, took me long enough practicing here. Scoring 5,436 points to finish 14th overall and with second team All-American honors. And let me tell you something, I understand track and field 98%. All of the athlons, the point scoring system, over my head. Don't get it. Well done, Callie Jones. Well done to all of the women's track and field athletes who went out and competed in Eugene, Oregon, doing our school proud. Texas Tech does finish the year 7th overall after staying within the top 5 for most of the season. And if you've listened to previous episodes regarding track and field, Albie and I thought that this would be a team to, you know, challenge, if not take the national championship, because of the amount of just studded women athletes that we have on this team. A lot of future Olympians, in my opinion. And so with that 7th overall finish, we did finish 2nd behind in the Big 12 behind Texas. So boo that. Tremendous year by the women's track and field team. Good job, everybody. So let's take a small break here, do a little advert, shall we? Are you tired? Tired of working away at someone else's dream while you put yourself on hold? Do you want to put your career in your own hands, shape your future the way you want it? Well, Adam Goldman is your guy. Adam is not only a veteran with decades of experience both as a franchisee and a small business owner, but he is a diehard Red Raider fan. That means Adam wants the best for those who come from out west. Using his expertise, he helps others find their American dream through an incredibly thorough and incredibly free consultation process. That's right, it's free, because Adam wants you to make money before he makes money. I don't see how it could be any more risk-free than that. So take some time, call Adam Goldman. Put your life and your career back into your own hands. It is time to make that change. Find your perfect franchise at franchisecoach.net. That's franchisecoach.net. Now onto the men's side of things. All right. The headliner is none other than senior Moaz Afi, who finished first in his 800-meter heat, in the heat, mind you, with a time of 146.66. And that screamer of a time was not good enough for Zahafi, though, because he kicks on the Jets, and there's a really good Twitter video of it, where the commentators, let me just say, don't give Moaz enough credit for the decimation, his decimation of the competition, especially on that final 100. But he kicks on the Jets in the final to have the only sub 145 time to finish in the championship. He finished first overall, takes home the gold for Texas Tech with a posted time of 144.49. Well done, Moaz. Well done. Another standout senior was Malik Mativier, who finished first in his heat with a personal best of 48.89, which would also be the only sub 49 of that first round. Excuse me, this is the 400-meter hurdles, which would be the only sub 49 of that first round. Then in the final, Mativier finished second with a time of 49.13. This is an excellent three positions higher than his posting in last year's championships. Mativier has been an excellent athlete through especially the late part of the season here, posting personal bests in back-to-back competitions. Just so happened to be back-to-back in the most important competitions of the track and field season. But, you know, that's what athletes do. So, junior Courtney Lindsay finished second in his heat of the first leg of the 200-meter dash and then finished eighth overall in the finals with a time of 20.67. The 4x1 relay team, including that's Adam Clayton, Courtney Lindsay, Ashton O'Connor, and Jacoby Shelton, finished 16th overall with a time of 39.22, earning second team All-American honors. The previous couple of guys, first team All-Americans. So stepping off the track, we've got Markeen Felix finishing 9th overall in the javelin with a posted distance of, 72.3 meters, far enough to solidify it as the 9th best throw in Texas Tech history. So when they find that javelin on Mars, they're going to know I hope that he autographed it, because they need to know who it is. So junior Chris Welsh in his first outdoor championship meet placed 6th overall with a distance of 16.17 meters. Sophomore Caleb Wilborn, also in his first outdoor championship meet, is an incredible theme for Wes Kittley's team this year, finished 12th overall in the high jump at the height of 2.15 meters. And the Texas Tech, all of this includes a Texas Tech men and track field program that is 9th overall in the NCAA this season. They remained within the top 10 for pretty much the entirety of the season. I don't recall any time we've dropped out of that. It was mostly like round 5 and 6 and 7. So we're tied, and unfortunately we're second best in the Big 12 again against, you can probably guess it, TBA will show you what to do with your hands if you're concerned. But, man, two tremendous seasons by two tremendous programs here at Texas Tech, track and field, both men and women's. Coach Kittley has done an awesome job at facilitating a lot of talent from around the world. I mean, Nigerians, you've got people from Jordan, you've got people from Australia, you've got a bunch of different nationalities represented, all coming together wearing the scarlet and black and running for Texas Tech, and then you're gonna almost bet that you will see them in an Olympic event somewhere down the road, because that's what Coach Kittley does, right? He takes raw and excellent talent and he turns it into skill and Olympiad athleticism. So another tremendous double-figure year for Coach Kittley, posting two separate programs in the top 10 with legitimate threat, certainly on the women's side of things, for that national championship spot. Sometimes things don't just fall in place, and You know, it is what it is, but you can consistently expect Coach Kittley to continue to vie for the top 10 spot in the track and field program. Just an excellent coach that I think may not get enough discussion at Texas Tech, and certainly not by anybody outside of Texas Tech. They don't want to pretend that we have good programs at all. So, again, with baseball's conclusion in Statesboro, Georgia, the finish of the NCAA Outdoor Championship, we are back to that awkward enigma between athletic calendars called summer. Sure, news will sprinkle its way across these deserted months, but the time away is restful for the soul. The jubilee of success, the sting of failure, the frustration with all of us around those black and white striped harlequins. Every moment of what if, and could you believe, all of it down for its annual hibernation. Every good thing is good because it ends, and the cycle begins anew. We'll be here for you during that interim, with this and that, maybe a few guests. But for this episode, I'm Jeremy Gillen. You've been listening to Tortillas and Takes. Stay wrecked, people.